Sunday night for halacha. So we had a siyum this morning. So a fellow comes over to me with a bagel, and it's cut open, and he has cream cheese on it and lox, and you know, it's very geschmack. But he said that someone told him that he should make a bracha on it before he cut it open. So he should make a bracha on a shalem. So he couldn't believe it. Like, that's more chashuv than bagels and lox and cream cheese. Like, how could that be? So the truth is as follows. If you have two things in front of you, and they're berchosei and shavos, if you would have in front of you a bagel, that's shalem, and a cut open bagel with lox and cream cheese, which we'll call chaviv, except I don't know about the lox now, you have to know about the worms, it's a whole shiloh, what's going on with lox and salmon. So we'll put that aside, and we'll make, you know, we'll assume it's okay for a moment, just for argument's sake. So you have chaviv versus shalem. The point is, shalem comes before chaviv. And indeed, the Torah gives the guidelines of what's chashuv, and a shalem is more chashuv, and shalem trumps chaviv. Now that's when you have two things in front of you, though. Now to go to a person and say you should have made the bracha over the shalem rather than cut it open first, that by me is not so poshut. Even though shalem trumps chaviv, but the ma'is of the din is as follows. When the din of kedima is always when you have two things in front of you and you're going to be eating both, so you have a din of kedima. Let's say you're eating a meal, for example, and you have courses, and you're not washing, and the first course is shahakol, yeah, and the second course is adoma, and for dessert you're having mazonos. So there's no din, you have to change around the order of your eating in order to make the order of the brachas properly, because this is how you're eating. You're not holding by eating both now. So even if they're all in front of you, but you're not holding by eating them now. So there's no din kadima when you're not holding by eating them now. So if a fellow's only going to eat one bagel, and he doesn't want to eat a bagel, a shalem, he doesn't want to eat that. He's not holding by eating that. He wants to eat a sandwich. So it's not pashut by me. Maybe it would be appropriate or the right thing to do to make the bracha over the shalem. But to say that he should dafka make a bracha over the shalem, it's not really kadima. Right, we're clearing how should he eat the bagel. Should he cut it open first and make a sandwich? Or should he eat the bagel when it's shalem? He's not holding by eating a bagel. If he had to eat a bagel, then he wouldn't wash at all and wouldn't eat. He doesn't want to eat a bagel. He wants to eat a sandwich. So it could be then there's no din that there's a milah of shalem over chaviv. Certainly not an imperative din. Maybe you could tell the person that, you know, in the Torah system of values, so it's chashuv to make a bracha over a shalem, so it would be a milah to do it. But certainly, I don't think the din kedima would apply.
Is there a way to tell if you just cut it and leave it connected as